The scripture for today comes from Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings to us so closely. Let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Well, I got to catch up with my grandchildren a little this weekend in Vestavia Hills. And when we were kind of playing, my three-year-old granddaughter looked at me and said, "Papa, are you coming to my program?" And I said, "I certainly hope so. I didn't know exactly when it was." And then she said, "We're going to sing." And then she stood up just like she was performing it to 1,000 people. Praise him, praise him, all you little children. God is love, God is love. You know that? How many of you know that? How do you know that? I was just thinking as I was listening to her, man, I hope that she really gets this. I mean, you know, right now, she's very innocent, and she knows and believes that God is love and that God loves her just like the other folks in her life that love her. But life is going to bring some things, isn't it? It's going to bring some pain. It's going to bring some rejection here and there. It's going to bring some grief and some loss. It's going to bring some physical pain. It's going to bring emotional suffering. And if we're going to get through life the way that God can get us through life, then one thing that we really need to know is that God is love. And I'm so grateful that somebody's already telling her that, reminding her of that, just like I was reminded of that. And I had to ask myself, and you might want to do this too, ask yourself, where did you hear that song? Because obviously you grew up in church, if you did. Not everybody did. And we had to learn some different songs along the way. But I got to thinking, where did I learn that? And it was Miss Clara James. She was my kindergarten teacher in my church at First United Methodist Church in Center, Alabama. And she also directed our Christmas pageant and all those things. But I not only learned that song, but I learned a lot of songs from Miss Clara James. I was thinking about that as I was working on the sermon this week, and I remember another thing that I really liked in kindergarten class. It was called, "What Child of God Do You See?" And she brought a window in. I mean, just a regular window, but she would set it on a table right there in the middle of the classroom, and then we would get to go up, and she would say, "What child of God do you see?" And I was hoping that I would get to see Ken, my best friend, but somebody got him before I got to name him. But I came up, she said, what child of God do you see?" And then I named somebody else. And they made sure that everybody in the room got named so that everybody in the room just remembered that they were a child of God. As I was thinking about that, I was thinking about how I love to look out the window here at church. I'm a pacer. And on Sunday morning, when I'm thinking about my sermon, I'm not sitting at my desk. I hardly ever sit at my desk when I'm going over my sermon. I'm walking around. I have a little sitting area and I have my office. And all morning long, I'm walking around. And what I'm doing is walking by that window and I'm seeing these folks come in with sacks of things that they're going to use as object lessons for, you know, their Sunday school class today when they're teaching their children. And I'm watching folks that are coming in because they're coming right now because they want want to have the choir time rehearsal before church starts. And I see them walking over from Restore. They're having a class now on relationships, and many of them are bringing their children to get them in Sunday school class, and they're going to their Sunday school class. And then I'm noticing, that's the one that has been involved in the prison ministry. I wonder how many years he's been involved in the Kairos prison ministry. I know it's been a long, long time, and I'm just watching one by one. Sometimes they're walking in with strollers with their babies, or with canes, or with walkers, and occasionally they'll pull the wheelchair out, and their spouse or somebody will roll them into church so that they can be counted when the people of God, the children of God, are coming together to praise him, all you little children. And I just wonder what a vantage point that is. Now I know a little bit about all of you, but I don't know much, not really, not everything. One of the things that I really enjoy doing, and I see some of you here this morning that I had the privilege and really the joy of doing this with, I sat down with you when your loved one passed away, and I said, okay, tell me about him, tell me about her. And all I had to do is just kind of get you started, and then spouse and children start telling all of these stories about their loved one, and they start laughing, and they said, I didn't remember that, and they're learning things that they didn't even remember about their loved one. And then we come together, and then I just become the mouthpiece of the family on many of those stories of this person that touched their life, that changed their life, that made this unmeasurable difference in their life. And I said, it must be good to have God's vantage point. God gets to stand at his window in heaven, and he looks at all of his children, and he knows everything. Of course, he knows the bad too, which is why we enjoy getting together and remember that the first thing about God is grace. And that means that all of our sins are forgiven. And that's one of the reasons that we want to be here today to praise God, because he's the kind of God that does love in that way and sets us free from whatever is past. But he sees how we want to honor him. He sees how we want to praise him, not just in worship as we gather on Sunday, but how we really want to praise and honor him with our life. We want to live a life that makes this Christian gospel believable as people see our life, and then to look at how that has been going on for such a long time. And it's not only God that has that window in heaven where he sees our lives and looks at us and says, I'm so glad that they're on this path and on this journey, and that they're responding and giving their lives and their gifts and their talents and their time to me, and they're wanting to serve Jesus Christ, not to be served any longer, because they were along the way, but to serve. I'm good job. And you can hear God kind of cheering us on, but there's other folks that have a window from heaven too. And that's what the author of Hebrews is telling us, that when it comes to the saints, and really a saint is every Christian. It's not one that is just an exemplary Christian. It is one that is in Christ, one who is in Christ because of what Christ has done for us. And so they look and they see us, and this picture that we have is that of a stadium of folks that are looking at us. They've already run their race. And they finished their race here, and now they have gone on to say, now it's our responsibility to help others run with perseverance the race that is set before them, looking to Jesus as we did. And they need all the encouragement that they can get, because I tell you, whether you're a Christian or not, life is hard. And when life knocks you down, or even when it's good, you need to remember who is the one that has given you this life, and who is the one that has sustained you always in this life. And they're cheering us on, those saints. And it's just a nice idea, isn't it, for me, because this isn't just a memory. They're active, and they're there, and they're pulling for us. And their love is even extending from heaven to us to cheer us on, these saints. And what that means for us, I think, is that we get to think not only about all that has come to us from the saints, all of those that are in the scriptures, but all of those that have been a part of life from Christ all the way up to this very moment. All of those who in some way or another have influenced us toward Christ and this gospel and this life that we get to live. And it makes me ask a question. I wonder if I'm on anybody's list. I mean, is anybody thinking of me when they think of the folks that they are grateful for, folks that have made a difference in their life? And, you know, a few folks along the way have actually shared with me that I have made a difference, that I have been on their list. This week, Kay Davis. Terry and I worked in an Emmaus walk with Kay Davis. She was the lay director, and we were both spiritual directors on that walk to Emmaus. And she said, I was reading my devotion this morning, and she said, every time I hear the word get to be a Christian, I think of you, because I wore that phrase out. I think that when you are a Christian, it is all get to. When you understand it, it is no got to. It is all get to. It is no duty. It is all privilege and joy. When you figure that out, then you know that the life that Christ gives us is such good news, because it's a get to life now and eternity, through eternity. Anyway, she said, I was reading the devotion in the upper room this morning, and it said, just remember, we get to go about these things. And she took a picture of it on her phone, and she texted me a message and said, thanks for reminding me that the Christian life is a get to life. What a neat thing. I hope that you remember all of those that have looked in your direction, have realized that while none of us are perfect except Jesus Christ, He's the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, that there are a lot of folks whose faith is a lot better and a lot stronger and is there, period, because you were there. And you were there to shine the light of Jesus Christ in some way. We've been talking about different definitions of saints. I have to give you my favorite one that comes in the form of a story. It's a story about a young boy going to church with his grandfather at his grandfather's church. And he walked in, and his grandfather was pointing to the stained glass windows in the church. And he was telling his grandson that these are the saints. This is St. Matthew, St. Mark, Luke, and John. This is St. Paul. And there were a lot of saints all in the windows. And so when he goes back home, his mother and daddy are asking about going to church, and he tells them about that and about seeing all the saints. And his daddy, just kind of fun, having some fun and curious, was wondering what was in his little boy's mind. And he said, "Well, tell me, what is a saint?" And the boy thought for just a minute, and then he says, "A saint is someone that the light shines through." You've had them. I've had them. I pray to God that I'm one of them, because there is nothing like the gift of Jesus Christ and the love of God, and there's no better way to receive it than when that light shines through you and through me. Oh God, we thank you for the light that has shined, how Christ has shined through so many of those that have touched our life. As we move toward honoring some of them, we just ask that you draw near and remind us how blessed we are to have had not only you, but those who point to you and who have let your light shine through their life. In Jesus' name, amen.